Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this morning I would like to continue to fellowship with you concerning the working of the Holy Spirit.
今天早上和弟兄姐妹继续交通圣灵的工作。
And as our brother Lee Mark shared last Sunday,
正如我们弟兄玛丽弟兄上周主日交通的
Romans chapter 8 give us a very complete a picture about the working of the Holy Spirit.
因为在罗马书第八章给我们一个圣灵一个非常完整的一个圣灵工作的图画。
And regarding the working of the Holy Spirit, our brother already touched upon two points.
关于圣灵的工作我们弟兄已经谈到两点。
And concerning the Holy Spirit setting us free.
因为讲到说圣灵释放了我们。
And concerning the Holy Spirit is a resurrection spirit.
也说到说圣灵也就是也是一个复活的灵。
AndThere's a total, in total, there are 10 points concerning the working of the Spirit in Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章讲到圣灵的工作有十点。
And this morning, I would like to add another 3 points.
今天早晨我想要再交通三点。
And the Holy Spirit is the indwelling Spirit.
因为圣灵是一个内住的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
而圣灵也是基督的灵。
And the Spirit is the one who put to death the deeds of the body.
而圣灵更是致使身体恶行的那个灵。
And concerning these three points, I would like to do them one by one in some detail.
关于这三点我接下来要详细的来交通。
And first, I would like to focus on the Spirit as the Spirit of Christ.
首先我们要来关注在这一点，圣灵是基督的灵。
And brothers and sisters, would you please turn to Romans chapter 8? We're going to read verse 9.
请弟兄姐妹翻到罗马书第八章，我们要读第九节。
Romans 8, verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节。
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
So the latter part of this verse, it says that the Spirit of Christ.
这一节经文的后半段那里讲到说基督的灵。
The Holy Spirit under the new covenant is not the Spirit of Christ. He is the Spirit with a humanity.
因为在新约里面圣灵是我们讲到圣灵就是说是基督的灵它是带着人性的灵。
So in the Old Testament time, brothers and sisters, we know that the work of the Holy Spirit is upon man, is outside of man.
因为我们在旧约的时代那时候圣灵的工作是在灵在人的身上是在人的外面工作。
Or we can use the word without.
或者说是在外面的。
And he is all the Holy Spirit, the Spirit back then is called the Spirit of God.
那时候圣灵被称作神的灵。
And the Spirit of God could come upon man to give revelation and also give them power.
是的，圣灵那时候可以临到人身上，而且可以把启示给人，赐给人的能力。
And when the people under the Old Testament time, when they were moved by the Spirit, they could speak about the will of God.
在旧约时代的百姓，当他圣灵临到他们身上的时候，他们可以讲出神的预言。
And we can see there are a lot of prophets. And even at one time when King Saul was moved by the Spirit and he spoke the will of God, he prophesied.
因为我们那时候看到在旧约中有许多先知预言，那我们也甚至看到扫罗那时候神的灵降临到他身上的时候，他也说预言。
And people even wonder that if Saul was also among the prophets.
所以那时候甚至有人在想说，扫罗也列在先知当中吗？
So the spirit of the Old Testament was the spirit of a revelation. He gave the revelation to man.
所以我们看在旧约时候里面，灵是一个启示灵，是他把启示赐给人们。
And the spirit also was the spirit of power.
我们看到那个灵也是一个能力的灵。
And when the spirit can down upon man, and he empowered man to do the work of God.
当圣灵临到人身上的时候，他使人有能力能够做神的工。
And we can see that very clearly in the life of a Samson.
因为我们可以在参孙身上非常清楚地看到这一点。
And one time when the Spirit of God came upon him, he was able to kill 1,000 Philistines with just a jawbone.
因为我们那时候看见神的灵临到他身上的时候，他用一个腮骨呢就可以把一千多位非利士人打死。
The Spirit of God empowered Samson to do his work.
因为我们看见神的灵使参孙有能力做事。
But the power of life transformation was lacking.
但是我们看见那个转变生命的能力却没有在那里。
And because the Spirit of God was not yet able to dwell in man to transform our being from the inside out.
因为我们看见在那时候神的灵无法住在人里面，叫我们生命有转变。
So, eternal outside without.And it's the mark of the work of the Spirit in the Old Testament times.
所以在旧约时代，那时候神的灵是在外面工作，是在人里面，神外面的事。
And but even in the Old Testament time, when God revealed His heart and will to the prophet Ezekiel,
但是在那时候呢，神也启示给先知以西结这样说。
And the Lord talked about a new covenant He was to make with man in the future.
因为那时候 主就在那里提到说，在以后他要和人们所立的新约。
And it is recorded in Ezekiel 36 verses 26 and 27.
在那里是在以西结36章26、27节所记载的。
And here it is said, Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of a stone from your flesh and give you the heart of a flesh.I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
以西结书36章26节27节，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
So here in these two verses, the phrase within you and is repeated twice.
因为在这两节经文里面，在你们里面这句话出现两次。
Because within you is exactly a mark of the new covenant.
因为我们知道在我们里面，这正是一个新约一个明显的记号。
And under the old covenant, it is outside, it is without.
因为在旧约里面，神的工作是在外面的。
And but now is under the new covenant, it is within. The Holy Spirit is now to work inside of us.
但在新约里面，现在圣灵是内住的灵，要在我们里面工作。
And the prophet says that the Lord will give us a new heart and put a new spirit within us.
因为先知在这里讲到说，神要赐给我们一个新的灵，新心，又把心灵放在我们里面。
And He also will put His Spirit within us.
也他要把他的灵放在我们里面。
So that we may walk in His statutes and we may observe His ordinances.
好叫我们能够顺从神的律例，遵行他的典章。
We know that this new heart is a heart of flesh that is full of feelings toward the Lord.
因为我们知道这一个新的心在这里讲到是一个肉心。是意思就是说对着主充满了感觉。
And it is a new spirit, the faculty that we can truly fellowship with our God who is a spirit.
这也是说这神赐给我们这个能力，叫我们能够在灵里面与他有交通。
We know that when Adam sinned, our spirit died.
因为我们知道当亚当犯罪的时候，我们的灵就死了。
And that's what the Lord is to restoreIn His salvation, and to quicken our spirit, to give us a new spirit, so that we can restore the fellowship with Himself.
所以这为什么主耶稣基督的救恩就是要使我们灵复苏起来，使我们一个灵能够和神有交通。
But for the in order for the Spirit of God to dwell among men,
但是为了叫神的灵能够住在人里面
，and in us.
就是在我们里面
，and the Spirit has to put on humanity.
那这个灵必须要穿上人的形式。
We know that in the Old Testament time, God's people were not able to approach their God, the Holy and Righteous One.
因为我们知道在旧约时代的百姓，他们是不能靠近那位公义圣洁的神。
But when the Lord came into the flesh,
但是当主耶稣基督道成肉身
，when He put on humanity,
他是穿上人的形。人性，穿上人性
，perfect and sinless，
但是他却是圣洁，完全无罪的。
And then he could mingle with men. He was able to live and work among men.
那他就可以在人当中，他可以在人当中里面生活工作。
And he sympathized with their failed, fallen humanity. But also he was able to reveal the Father to them. Likewise, our humanity is required for the Spirit of God to dwell in us.
所以我们看见人性就是一个先决条件，使神的灵能够住在我们里面。
And as a matter of fact, the coming of the Holy Spirit is a fruit of the salvation.
事实上我们看见圣灵的降临来到，就正是因为救恩的果子。
And because after our Lord was crucified and he was buried and raised from the dead,
因为当我们主耶稣基督被钉十字架、被埋葬、复活之后，
He ascended into heaven. He brought a glorified, perfect humanity back into Godhead.
因为他就升上高天，他把这个荣耀的一个成圣的一个人性呢带回到父神那边。
And when the Holy Spirit came down upon us,
当圣灵降临在我们里面，在我们身上的时候，临到我们里面的时候，
and that Spirit is with humanity.
那个灵是带着人性的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is 100% divine and also 100% human.
那我们看见圣灵是100%是神，而且100%是人。
So just like our Lord Jesus Christ when he was on the earth.
正如我们主耶稣基督当时在地上的时候，
and he could live and work among men.
他可以在人当中工作生活。
But now in the Spirit, the Lord could live and work in us.
但是现在借着这个灵，主耶稣基督可以在我们里面生活工作。
So we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And for such a great salvation.
因为这实在是极大的救恩。
And now the Lord can live among in us.
现在主耶稣基督可以住在我们里面。
And now that will come to the second point concerning the work of the Spirit.
那我们今天来谈到第二点，就是圣灵的工作。
And the Spirit is the Spirit of indwelling.
因为我们知道圣灵是被称作内住的灵。
And the Spirit under the New Covenant is the Spirit who resides and works within us.
那我们看见在新约里面，圣灵是住在我们里面。
And so, brothers and sisters, let's turn to Romans chapter 8 again.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们再来回到罗马书第八章。
And we're going to read verse 9.
我们再读第九节。
Romans 8, verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节。
However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。And
now I would like to ask the brothers and sisters to pay our attention to the first part. It says that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
我们要请弟兄姐妹注意，前面这一半是讲到说神的灵住在你们心里。And
we're going to read another passage that is in John chapter 14. From verse 16 to verse 17. John 14:16-17. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him and nor or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
约翰福音十四章十六节、十七节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在住在你们里面。
Yes, we would like to ask brothers and sisters to pay attention to the latter part of this passage. He abides with you and will be in you.
我们要请弟兄姐妹注意到十七节后半段，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。So
in Romans 8 verse 9, it says the Spirit dwells in us.
因为我们知道在罗马书第八章第九节那里讲到，神灵住在我们心里。And
in John 14 verse 17, it says the Spirit abides with us and also abides in us.
那在这约翰福音十四章十节那里讲到说，他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。And
the meaning of a dwelling or to dwell is to make a home.
因为我们知道这里常与你们同在，事实上是说住在你们里面。这个住的意思就是在这里安家。
To dwell,
住在这里，住在这里。
And now to abide is to remain, to continue in the state.
但是在这个常在你们里面是一个状态, 就是常在你们里面。
Yes, so the Spirit find a home in us, and He continue to remain in His residence that is in you and also in me.
所以圣灵不仅是在我们里面安家, 祂也常在我们里面。
And so, brothers and sisters, do we know how long the Holy Spirit will abide in you or in me?
弟兄姐妹，我们知不知道圣灵要在我们里面有多久吗？
And as a matter of fact, it's a long time deal, long term deal.
事实上，这个时间可以说是非常的漫长的。
And the Lord says in John, it is said in John 14 verse 16, the Holy Spirit will be with us forever.
因为第十六节那里是讲到说，圣灵是要永远与我们同在。
I remember one brother once said that when we believe in the Lord, we are already in Christ.
因为我记得有位弟兄这样说，当我们信主的时候，我们就在基督里了。
So if we ask, what's your permanent address?
所以如果有人问我们说，哎，你的住址永久的、永远的住址在哪里？
And you should not say, oh, somewhere in Shoreline or somewhere in Bothell or somewhere in Bellevue.
那你不应该回答说，哦，我是住在 Shoreline 或者是在 Bothell 或者 Bellevue.
And our permanent address actually is in Christ.
而我们的永远的地址事实上是在基督里面。
But on the other hand, as we look at John 14,
但是另外一方面，我们当读约翰福音十四章的时候，
And the Holy Spirit has found His permanent residence in you and also in me.
在那里我们是看见说，主的圣灵也在你我里面找到他永远的地址。
And I don't know whether it's adequate to say that the permanent address for the Holy Spirit is in you and also in me.
我当然我不知道这样说是否恰当，就是圣灵永远的住址是在你我里面。
And so here, and we can see that the Holy Spirit comes into us, that is for stay, no matter what.
所以我们在这里看见圣灵他来到我们里面居住， 他是不管我们的情况光景如何的。
And you know, oftentimes if our family is to move to another place,
因为很多时候也许我们的家想要搬到另外一个地方，
And we try to find a new house and a new place,
当我们要找一个新的房子新的地方的时候，
And a lot of times we'll put a lot of things under consideration,
很多时候我们就会思考很多方面。
And if the living environment is not good, then definitely we will be very hesitant to move in.
因为如果那个地方的生活环境不好的话，我们就会有犹豫要去搬到那里去。
If we did move in, probably that will consider as a temporary measure, and once we get a chance, we're going to move out of it.
如果说我们不得已真要搬到那边去的话，我们会觉得那边只是暂时的地方，因为我们一有机会，我们要搬离那边。
But brothers and sisters, it's not so with the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姐妹们，圣灵对待我们却不是这样。
And He is here to stay regardless of our conditions.
因为圣灵是不管我们个人的光景如何，祂都一直要住在我们里面。
And brothers and sisters, He is the Lord of Lords. We ought to offer Him a dwelling place worthy of Him.
弟兄姐妹们，祂是万主之主，我们应当把一个居住的所在来献给祂。
A dwelling place worthy of Him.
我们应该把我们这个居住的所在应该配得过这位万主之主。
And but a lot of times our heart is not pure nor clean, so what we can offer is just like a filthy, smelly manger.
但是很多时候我们自己的光景实在不好，我们所提供给圣灵居住的所在，好像是味道不好的地方，是肮脏的地方。
Like a manger,
好像一个马槽一样。
Yeah, and He is the King of Kings.
圣灵也是万王之王。And
He ought to be on the throne in our lives.
祂应当在我们的生命里面作王。But
oftentimes we have ignored Him.
但是很多时候我们却轻忽这一位。And
a lot of times we are not willing to let go of the throne.
很多时候我们好像不愿意把我们的主权、我们的宝座交出来。But
we thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit will never leave us nor forsake us.
但是我们感谢神，因为圣灵永远不会离开我们。And
He is the Spirit of God. He is the Spirit of love.
因为祂是神的灵，祂是爱的神。Regardless
of our condition, He continues to put up with us.
不论我们自己的光景如何，圣灵总是一直在容忍我们。He
has found a home in you and in me.
因为祂已经在你我里面安家。And
He will never leave.
而祂永远不会离开。
And we thank the Lord because He has found His permanent residence in us.
And
that his residence is in our spirit.
And brothers
and sisters, the Holy Spirit does not reside in our mind.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要注意，圣灵不是住在我们的心思意念里面。
Nor does he find residence in our emotions.
圣灵也不居住在我们的感觉里面。
So we cannot touch him with our thinking.
所以我们不可能用思想的方式来摸着圣灵。
And nor can we feel him with our emotions.
或者是我们用感觉的方式来感觉圣灵的同在。
And brothers and sisters, and yet our thinking, our mind, and our emotion, our wills, those are the things we are so used to.
当然弟兄姐妹我们知道我们的思想我们的意志我们的情感是我们非常习以为常的事
And we are so familiar to live in our soul
我们也对着我们活在我们的魂里面非常的熟悉
And yet our spirit is a deep down in our being
但是圣灵却是在我们的人里面的最深处
And Brother Andrew Murray once says that it is a recess deeper than our thoughts and feelings
穆安德烈弟兄曾经说过，那个地方呢是一个非常隐秘的内室，是在我们的思想情感底下的。Just
in that recess, the Holy Spirit found His abode.
在那个隐秘的内室里面，圣灵在那里居住。I
think probably it may sound a little bit abstract, especially for younger brothers and sisters.
也许对于青年的弟兄姊妹们，这一点是有点抽象。And
I also feel the same way when I first heard about the truth concerning our spirit.
当我第一次听到关乎圣灵真理的事的时候，我也是不太清楚。Because
I was so used to my own thinking, my own emotions, and making my own decisions.
因为我也是非常习惯于我自己的思想、我自己的情感和我自己想要做的事。And
often I wonder where my spirit was.
很多时候我在思想说 my spirit.
Yeah, my spirit.
我很那思想说，哎，我个人的灵究竟在哪一部分？
Yeah, it was not until when I had an incident in service that I came to realize and experience the function of my spirit.
直到有一次在服事里面，我就才认识到说，圣灵在我的灵里面所工作的地方。
Yeah, and it's 20 some years ago.
差不多是20多年前了。And
it was the first time that I was to interpret for the speaker at a local conference.
那时候在一个本地的特会里面呢，我要为一位弟兄来服事翻译的服事。And
it was from English to Mandarin.
It was from English.
The interpretation from English to Mandarin.
Okay. 那时候我是为那位弟兄是从英文翻译到中文。And
the speaker was a southerner. He's from the south.
那位讲员呢是从南方南边来南方来的。
Yeah, because it was my first time to interpret four messages in a row, so I was very anxious.
因为那时候我要为这位弟兄翻译四篇信息，所以就非常的焦虑。
And so one brother was very kind, and he actually loaned me a few recorded messages of that speaker.
那有位弟兄他非常的好，他就把那位讲员弟兄以前释放过的信息的录音带来给我，让我先听一下。And
actually, without listening to the message, in my ignorance, I feel I was okay.
但事实上，那时候我自己因为我自己的无知，我想说我应该可以翻译，虽然不听录音带的话。
No, without listening to the message, in my ignorance, I feel I was okay.
在没有听这信息之前呢，我自己以为说我可以翻译得很好。
Even I was anxious. But when I listened to the message, I became more anxious.
但是当我听着录音带的那些信息之后，我发现我就更焦虑了。
And because that speaker spoke very fast, and the way he spoke, the speed of he spoke like a machine gun.
因为呢，弟兄他讲话的速度非常快，快得像是机关枪一样。
Yeah, I tried to comprehend one sentence before I could get to it, and he already started another sentence.
那时候当我听完他一句话之后，我想要思索意思的时候，他就已经跳到下一句去了。
And so I was so anxious I lost sleep over that, even before the conference started.
所以我非常的焦虑，所以在聚特会开始前我就睡不好觉。And
so when time came, we went to the campsite and had our first evening message session.
所以那时候时间到了，我们到那个营地的时候，到了晚上我要翻译第一篇信息的时候。
I barely survived interpreting for my brother.
我几乎 在翻译的过程中非常的糟糕。
Not too bad. Just miss a few points here and a few words here and there.
不能说太糟，但是我的确有几处翻没翻好。
Yes. But that night when I was in my dorm room thinking about the next 2 days, I was very very anxious.
就在那天晚上翻译完之后，在我的寝室里面，我是想说还有两天的要服侍，我就非常的焦虑。
And I couldn't sleep at all.
我就一点都不能睡觉。
So next morning when I got up, I had this pounding headache.
所以第二天早上我下床的时候发现头非常痛。
And I feel like my head is heavy as a rock. I couldn't process any information at all.
那时候我想到说我的脑子就好像一块石头的那样沉重，无法处理任何的资讯。
And so when I was sitting in the meeting hall and I was saying to the Lord, Lord, save me, I'm dead.
当我那时候坐在聚会听你的时候，我跟主祷告说，主啊，求你拯救我，我已经死了。
But unexpectedly, when I started to interpret for my brother,
但是超乎我意外之外，当我开始为弟兄翻译的时候，
and my brother spoke as fast as before.
我的弟兄仍然像以前一样讲得非常的快。
Somehow the words did not come into my mind.
但是好像在那个时候他讲那些话并不是进到我的心思里面。
And somehow the words came into a faculty deep down within my being.
好像那些话也进入到在我内心深处里面一个力量泉源里面。
In my faculty.
官能进入到我的官能里面。
Yeah. And the interpretation just came out from the same faculty.
所翻译的该应该翻译的言语也从那个官能里面自动就出来了。
And something was pouring out of my brother, and the same thing was pouring out of me.
所以那位浇灌在我弟兄身上的也浇灌在我身上。
And I thank the Lord for that. Through that experience, I knew it is the working of the Holy Spirit in my spirit that is deep down within me.
所以我感谢主，在那个经验里面我看见明白了圣灵是在我里面最深处来工作。
And even I didn't quite pay attention to it before.
虽然我以前从来没有这么关注圣灵这件事。
But brothers and sisters, please do not misunderstand this.
但是弟兄姐妹们请你不要误会。
I'm not saying that when we serve, we try to lose our sleep in order to experience the working of the Spirit.
我并不是说当我们服侍的时候我们必须要睡不好觉然后才能有好的服侍。
And rather we should be well rested and be prepared.
当然我们是应该要休息的好而且要预备的好。
But I feel that was the grace of the Lord to me because I feel the truth was so abstract.It's hard for me to grasp.
我为着那次的经历感谢主，因为这个真理事实上对我而言是非常抽象的。
And the Lord touched me and led me to touch the reality.
但是主摸着了我，领我进入真理的实际。
And now the Holy Spirit is in you and also in me.
现在圣灵是在你里面，在我里面。
And the Holy Spirit is to reveal Christ and the Father to us.
圣灵是要把基督在更多的向我们启示。
And he is to lead us to apprehend Christ.
他要领我们来更能够明白基督。
But it is all within us.
但是这样的工作都是在里面的。
And as our brother puts it, the dispensation of the Holy Spirit is the dispensation of the inner life.
正如弟兄们说，有一个弟兄说的，圣灵的时代就是。
Dispensation of inner life.
圣灵的时代正是我们里面生命的一个时代。
Yes, and it is all within.
这都是在里面的。
And it is inward comprehension, also apprehension.
是在里面的认识和明白。
And so in the Old Testament time, the laws of God was written on the stone tablets.
因为在旧约时代，神的律法是写在石板上的。
But now, under the new covenant, the laws are put on our hearts and written in our mind, as mentioned in Hebrews 8:10.
但是在新约时代，正如希伯来书第八章第十节那里讲到，神的律法是写在我们的里面，写在我们的心板上。
And the Holy Spirit is a teacher to explain and also explain the will of God and also lead us to fulfill the will of God.
而圣灵的工作是领我教我们明白并且能够遵行神的律法。
And Therefore, the author of Hebrews says that, for all will know me, and from the least to the greatest of them.
所以希伯来书的作者那里讲到说, 从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
And yes, it is from the least to the greatest.
就是说从最小的到至大的。
And that includes all of us.
也是包含我们每一位。
Brothers and sisters, no matter how young you may be,
所以弟兄姐妹们, 不论你多么年幼,
and no matter how advanced in years we are,
或者是我们不论我们的年岁有多长,
and we can all be led by the Holy Spirit to know the Lord.
我们都可以一同被圣灵引导,
and the Apostle John says in 1 John 2:27, His anointing teaches you about all things.
因为约翰一书那里，约翰讲到二章二七节那里讲到说，因有主的恩膏在凡事上教训我们。
His teaching is everything, is about everything in our lives.
因为圣灵的教训就是有关我们生活里面的每一方每一面。
And sometimes His teaching even a touch upon our thoughts and our words.
那有时候圣灵的教训也摸着我们的思想，摸着我们的感觉。
And every detail of our walk before the Lord.
也是在我们在神面前所行事的各个非常详细的方面。
And yes, the Lord has given us gifts to His church.
是的，神把恩赐赐给他的教会。
And so that these gifts could help us to better understand the will of God.
而这个恩赐能够帮助我们更能够明白神。
And so that the members of the body could be perfected.
好，叫身体上的肢体能够被成全。
But concerning our knowing about Lord in life,
但是关乎我们在生活里面来认识主。
And each one of us could follow the teaching of the Spirit.
我们每一个都能够跟从圣灵的教训。
And to continue to grow and follow the Lord.
能够在一直不断的增长，能够认识神。
So, brothers and sisters, if we, in our experience, we feel like the working of the Spirit is still kind of lacking.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们好像觉得圣灵在我们身上的工作好像还是欠缺的。
如果我们这样觉得的话， that's when the faith comes into the picture.
如果我们有这个感觉的时候，我们这时候就应该来支取，来使用信心。
And because our Christian walk is always from the objective truth and to the subjective experience.
因为我们基督徒的生活一定是从客观的真理进到主观的经历里面。
And we need to lay hold of the objective truth by faith.
我们需要靠着信心能够抓住那客观的真理。
And then experiences will follow.
接着呢，我们的经历就会来了。And
by faith we know that the Holy Spirit is in you and in me.
我们知道借着信心，我们已经知道圣灵在你，在我里面。And
by faith we know He will teach you and teach me about everything.
而也借着信心，我们知道圣灵在凡事上会教训我们。So
brothers and sisters, if we truly come to know this,
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们真实的明白这一点，And
we ought to be a people full of thanksgiving and praise.
我们就应该是那一个满有感谢赞美的百姓。
And because we can think about it.
因为我们可以想一想。
Through the Holy Spirit, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is now in our spirit.
因为借着圣灵这位万主之主、万王之王现在住在我们的灵里面。
And no matter where we are, whether we are in good times or in bad times,
不论我们在何处，不论我们是在顺境或是逆境。
And He is with us, He is in us.
他在我们里面与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit is our personal private teacher.
而圣灵也是我们个人的家教。
In teaching us, leading us to know God's will in every detail in our life.
因为他在我们生活里面的各个细节里面来教导我们认识神。
Brothers and sisters, what a blessing we have received from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们从主所领受的是何等大的福分。
And what a grace that is.
而这又是何等大的恩典。
And yet, not only do we need to recognize His indwelling,
不仅我们要能够明白圣灵的内住,
brothers and sisters, we also need to revere Him as the Lord.
我们也必须来尊他为主。
And now the Holy Spirit has found His residence in us, but that He is not there just to be a resident.
我们现在看见圣灵是内住在我们里面, 但是他也不仅仅是在那里做一个居民而已。
And He is not just a guest of honor.
And he
is there to be our Lord and our King.
因为他住在那里, and
when he comes into life, we ought to give him lordship and kingship to him.
因为当他来我们生命里面的时候, 我们应该把主权, 把王权交给他。
Brothers and sisters, if he is the Lord and the King over our lives, then obedience, our obedience is required.
弟兄姐妹们, 如果圣灵是我们的主我们的王, 那我们向着他的顺服,
and when Peter testified of the Lord in Acts chapter 5,
因为在, 彼得在, 使徒行传第五章那里有做见证说,
and he said, God has given the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
因为那里彼得讲到说, 神把圣灵赐给那一切顺从他的人,
and obedience is the prerequisite not only for the receiving of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见顺服不仅是一个先决条件得救恩的条件,
and receiving the Holy Spirit.
不仅是得圣灵的条件,
yeah, and but also for his continuous working in our lives.
也是这个先决条件也是能够容让圣灵继续不断的在我们身上工作.
The extent of the working of the Holy Spirit is closely related to our obedience.
因为我们看见圣灵能够工作, 它实在取决, 非常与我们的顺服息息相关。
And we can see that our Lord Jesus Christ was absolutely obedient to the will of the Father.
我们可以看见, 我们主耶稣基督向着父神的顺服是完全的顺服。
And so the Holy Spirit was given to him without measure, without beyond measure, without any limits.
所以我们看见, 在圣经上讲的说, 圣灵赐给主耶稣是没有限量的, 是没有限制的。
Brothers and sisters, how do we treat the Holy Spirit who is in us?
弟兄姐妹们, 我们当如何对待那位住在我们里面的圣灵?
And do we often greet the Holy Spirit?
我们是常常叫他担忧呢?
Or do we obey him?
还是,
and we are willing to follow him?
还是我们应当顺服他, 说我们愿意来跟着他?
Even our obedience oftentimes is not absolute.
虽然说很多时候我们的顺从并不是绝对的,
brothers and sisters, at least we should have this willingness to obey.
但弟兄姐妹们, 至少我们应当要有这个愿意的心, 愿意来顺服。
And just like the hymn we just sang, hymn 251.
正如我们唱过了251诗歌251,
yeah, the last two stanzas, last two lines of stanza 3, it says, "To perfect love now made me faithful to thy least and the lightest word."
第三节呢也最后两段是这样说, 因为爱你使我能敬畏你的最小的宣布, 或者说因为向你的忠心, 使我能够敬畏你的最小的宣布。
Yeah, may the Lord grant us this willingness.
所以我们实在祷告, 愿主将这样的愿意的心赐给我们。
And when the Holy Spirit speaks the least and the lightest word, and we can listen and we are willing to obey.
而当圣灵讲那最小的宣布的时候, 我们都可以顺服他。
And now we come to another aspect of the working of the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在再来谈另外一方面圣灵的工作。
And he is the Spirit who puts to death the deeds of the body.
而圣灵在是称作那位致死我们身体恶行的灵。
And brothers and sisters, let's turn back to Romans chapter 8.
我们再回到罗马书第八章。
And we're going to read verses 12 and 13.
我们要读第十二节第十三节。
Romans 8, verses 12 and 13.
罗马书第八章十二节十三节。
So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
弟兄们, 这样看来, 我们并不是欠肉体的债, 去顺从肉体活着, 你们若顺从肉体活着, 必要死, 若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行, 必要活着。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 6. We're going to read verse 6.
我们再翻开罗马书第六章第六节。
Romans 6, 6.
罗马书第六章第六节。
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away, so we should no longer be in bondage to sin.
因为知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架, 使罪身灭绝,
And brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the one who put to death the deeds of our body.
弟兄姐妹们, 圣灵是那位致死我们身体恶行的灵。
And he is to deal with the deeds out of our corrupt nature.
他是来对付我们这个败坏身体上面产生的罪。
And that is the flesh.
这就是肉体。
And here in Romans chapter 8, verse 13, it says that it is the deeds of the body.
罗马书第八章十三节那里讲到说是身体的恶行。
And because the body is the physical concrete display of the flesh.
那我们看见身体事实上是我们这个肉体的一个具体的彰显。
Yeah, so it is said that it is to put to death the deeds of the body.
所以那里为什么罗马书那里讲到说要致死身体的恶行。
Yes, and also in Romans 8, verse 12, it says that we are in no obligation to the flesh.
第八章十二节那里讲到说我们不是欠肉体的债。
That means we are no longer debtors, we are no longer in debt to the flesh to satisfy its desires.
换句话说我们不需要为了满足肉体这些一切的情欲而去做好像欠他的债一样。
Yeah, why there's no obligation?
为什么不像是欠债的呢?
And because our old man has been crucified with Christ.
因为我们这个旧人已经与基督同钉十字架了。
And in Romans 6:6, Paul says that our old man was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be done away with.
因为保罗在六章六节，罗马书六章六节那里讲到，我们的旧人与他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。Yeah,
and the old man is a collective term.
因为这个旧人是一个综合性的名词说法。
集体的一个说法 Yeah, a collective term.
一个集体的说法
Yeah, and representing the fallen humanity.
因为这个旧人事实上代表这个堕落的人性。
And the old man includes you and me.
这个旧人是包括你包括我。
And so we thank the Lord that when Christ was crucified on the cross, our old man was crucified together with him.
我们感谢主，当主耶稣基督钉十字架的时候。 我们这个旧人已经与他同钉十字架了。
And when we believe in the Lord, that has become our position.
当我们相信主耶稣基督的时候，这就成为我们的地位了。
And that is the objective truth that we need to lay hold of by faith.
首先，这是一个我们需要借着信心来抓住的一个真理。
And Romans 6:6 is the objective truth, but in our Christian walk, oftentimes we feel still have this desire and lust against God's will.
虽然那里讲到说我们旧人已经同钉十字架了，但是好像在我们生活里面，我们觉得这旧人还在。
We still have this desire and lust against God's will.
好像我们还有这样一个肉体的情欲在，好像要反对神的旨意。
Yes, and that is from our flesh.
这一个是从我们肉体里面出来的。
And the old man is a collective term of a fallen nature, and that fallen nature is manifested in the flesh. That is individualized, is a person, is a personal, that is different from person to person.
而我们看见这个旧人是一个集体性的名词，是代表这些堕落的人性，但是展现在我们每一个人身上呢，就是我们这个肉体。
Yes, the flesh is different from person to person.
我们看见肉体是每个人是不一样的。
And Paul says about the deeds of the flesh in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21.
因为保罗在讲到这个肉体的表现的时候，是在加拉太书5章19到20节那里讲到很多方面。Yeah,
it talks about the lust and desire of the flesh.
因为那里讲到这肉体的情欲和他的想要做的事。And
it is not a complete list, but give examples of what the lust and the desire of the flesh are like.
那里并不是讲到所有肉体一切的表现都列举出来，但是 讲了一些例子，让我们可以看见肉体的表现。And
our flesh has its lust and desire, but somewhat counterintuitively, and he also has this zeal and to do God's work, and he has this religious zeal.
我们肉体虽然说是有情欲，是有想要做的事，但是好像与我们直觉相反的是，我们肉体也有那种对宗教的一个热心。
Yes, we try to fulfill God's will by our own strength and power.
因为我们试着用我们自己的力量，用我们自己的能力，想要来行完神的律法。
And so in the book of Galatians, Paul warns the Galatians not try to be perfected but mature by keeping the law with the flesh.
所以在加拉太书那里, 保罗有提醒加拉太人说, 不要想要借着肉体,
and brothers and sisters, all the deeds are rejected by God.
因为弟兄姐妹们, 我们所有一切的行为, 事实上是被神弃绝的,
and all the deeds of the flesh.
肉体的一切的行为都是被神弃绝的,
and either it is from its lust and desires or from his religious zeal.
不论是这个是从情欲和个人想要做的事出来, 或者是向着宗教的热心,
but we cannot put to death the deeds of the flesh by ourselves.
然而我们不可能靠着我们自己来致死肉体的恶行。
And some brothers describe it, if we are trying to kill our flesh, it's like a pressing down a water balloon.
有弟兄这样描述说, 如果我们想要靠着自己来致死肉体的恶行, 这就好像说是在压一个水球，水的气球里面装水一样。
Yeah, yeah, and if you press on one side, it will pop up on the other.
因为你想要压这个水的球的时候，你发现你一压这一边的，另外一边就 凸出来。
And you will never work.
因为这是完全行不通的。
And but we thank the Lord, it is by the Holy Spirit that the deeds of the body could be put to death.
但是我们感谢神, 因为是借着圣灵, 我们可以致死身体的恶行。
And a long time ago, it was not in Seattle, so brother and sister, you don't have to guess who that brother is in the incident.
我现在讲到一个很久以前的一个事情, 那不在西雅图发生的, 所以大家听完之后, 不需要去猜测是哪位弟兄。
It was a Sunday. A brother said to me some very hurtful words.
因为那是在一个主日, 有位弟兄说一些话非常刺痛我。
So I tried to let it go.
那我就试着想要说让这件事就过去。
I tried to forgive.
因为我想要试着来, 赦免。
But I just could not.
但是我好像是做不到。
And actually, my brother was very gracious. He called me up the next day.
但事实上，我看见我们弟兄非常的有恩典。他在第二天的时候打了电话给我。And
so he apologized to me about what he said.
因为他就向我道歉，对，为着他说向我说的话向我道歉。And
so in reply, I said, it's okay, no worries.
所以我回答说，哦，没有关系，我没事。Yeah,
My brother was surprised. He said, oh, wow, you have such a capacity in the grace of the Lord.
那我弟兄非常的惊讶, 他说, 哦, 你实在神的恩典的度量很大。
But unfortunately, when I hung up the phone, the anger started to burn.
但是很不幸的是, 当我挂断电话之后, 我又生起气来了。
Because it was Monday, I'm going to see that brother next day, Tuesday.
因为那天是星期一, 而第二天星期二是祷告聚会, 我又要和那位弟兄见面。
So it was a great struggle for me.
It's what?
A great struggle.
这是对我而言是一个很大的挣扎。
Because with an unforgiving spirit, I didn't think I could pray together with my brother.
因为我这一个没有赦免他的心, 我觉得我不太可能跟他一同来在神面前祷告。
And also, I didn't want to pretend everything was okay. Actually, it was not.
那我也不想假装说好像没事，事实上因为是有事。
So I came into the bedroom that evening. I prayed before the Lord.
所以那天晚上我来到祷告地方，我先在主面前祷告。
Came into my bedroom.
我先来到我的卧室，我在主面前祷告。
Yeah, at that time I already knew a little bit about Romans 6:6.
那个时候我已经对罗马书6章6节略有一点了解。
I know my old man has been crucified with Christ.
因为我知道我的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架了。
So I proclaim by faith, Lord, I am dead.
所以我就在信心里面宣告说，主啊，我已经死了。
I am dead. The forgiveness spirit is dead with me.
我已经死了，那个赦免的灵。
Unforgiveness.
那位不能赦免的那个心已经也定死了。
Yeah. But unfortunately, the more I proclaimed, the more angry I was.
但很不幸的是，我越发这样宣告，我心里就越发的动怒。
And so I was struggling there.
所以我在那里有很大的挣扎。
And at the end, to the point that I was so exhausted.
所以到中，后来我实在心疲力尽。
And I couldn't even make the proclaim.
我甚至不能再那样宣告。
But just at that juncture.
其实就在那时候。
As if the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, you are dead.
好像在那个时候，圣灵向我说话了。他说：“你死了。”
And to me, it feel like my chest was filled with anger, like a balloon.
在那时候，我听到的时候，我反而是
before that, my chest was filled with anger, like a balloon.
在我听到圣灵向我说那句话之前，事实上我的胸中是满有怒火。
Yeah, like a balloon.
好像气球那么大。
And when the Holy Spirit said that to me, it's like the balloon was poked by a needle.
但是当圣灵向我说那句话的时候，好像那个气球被针刺了一下。
All of a sudden, all the anger, all the unforgiveness was gone.
一霎时间，一切的怒气和一切的不愿意赦免都消失了。
The next evening, when I met with my brother in the prayer meeting.
当第二天晚上的祷告聚会的时候，我和弟兄相见的时候
，I could hold his hand and call him brother wholeheartedly.
我可以是满心的来跟他握手说，说我的弟兄。
So brothers and sisters, not only we have a Romans 6:6.
所以弟兄姐妹，不仅我们有罗马书六章六节
，but we also have a Romans 8:13.
我们也有罗马书第八章十三节。
Romans 6:6 talks about the objective truth.
因为罗马书第六章六节是讲到客观的真理。
And Romans 18, the Holy Spirit is leading us into the reality.
我们看见罗马书那
8:13.
罗马书第八章十三节那里讲到说，圣灵引我们进入这个真理的实际。
Here in Romans 8:13, it says to put to death the deeds of the body.
因为八章十三节那里讲到说，靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
Indeed, it is by the Holy Spirit.
是的，是靠着圣灵。
But it also requires our cooperation.
但也需要我们的合作。
I think in Romans 13, the Chinese translation may not make it as explicit.
因为我相信在中文的翻译里面，八章十三节没有把这一点很明显的翻出来。
But in the original text and also in the English translations I checked.
但在原文里面，而且我也查了几个英文的版本。
And they all said that by the Spirit you are to put to death the deeds of the body.
因为那里都是这样说，若靠着圣灵，你们致死身体的恶行。
So you or we.Are to put to death of the deeds of the body.
所以你们或者说我们要致死身体的恶行。
So brothers and sisters, it's not to wait for the Holy Spirit to do something passively.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不是只是坐在那边等着圣灵做一些事情。
In terms of putting death the deeds of the body, we have a role to play.
在论到致死身体的恶行这一方面，我们有一些角色要做。
And we need to actively work with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须很积极的和圣灵同工。
And it requires our willingness.
这是需要我们的愿意。
In the experience I just shared with the brothers and sisters.
在我刚才和弟兄姐妹交通我的经历的时候。
Although by then I only knew Romans 6:6.
虽然在那时候我只晓得罗马书六章六节
I didn't know it was by the Holy Spirit
但是我那时候不知道说是要靠着圣灵
And yet I had this willingness
感谢主但是我的心愿意
And I knew I had this unforgiveness
因为我知道我有一个不赦免的心
And I was willing to deal with it
而我也愿意来对付这件事情
And the Holy Spirit by His grace touched me upon that
所以圣灵就因着他的恩典在这一点上摸着了我
And brothers and sisters any issues in our life any deeds of the flesh that we are not willing to deal with
所以弟兄姐妹，我们事实在我们生命里面有很多难处，很多事情我们不愿意去对付的。
And why the unwillingness?
为什么我们要不愿意呢？
Maybe we have not paid enough attention to the truth.
或许我们没有对于真理有更多的注意。
Or hopefully none of us is this and we still enjoy the pleasure of sin.
但我也盼望我们之中没有这样的，就是我们好像享受那最终之乐。
Or we are not willing to face or recognize our shortcomings.
还是说我们不愿意面对我们身上的短处。
May the Lord grant us grace.
我们愿主赐恩典给我们。
And so that we are willing to work with the Holy Spirit to put to death the deeds of the body.
好叫我们愿意与圣灵同工。来致死我们身体的恶行。
So that we may experience and enjoy the abundance of Christ's blessings in a fuller measure.
所以我们好叫我们能够更多的享受主耶稣基督赐给我们的恩典。
And that will conclude my message.
我的信息就停在这里。
And then let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Lord, as we come to you, as we heard your word,
主啊，当我们来到你面前，我们听到你说的话。
Lord, we truly want to bow down before you.
主啊，我们实在要向你俯伏下拜。
It is such a glorious, great salvation.
因为这实在是一个荣耀的、极大的恩典。
To the God of all, through His Spirit, now is in every one of His children.
因为这个创造万有的神，现在借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit is now patiently working in our lives.
而圣灵也非常有耐心的在我们生命里面工作。
And oftentimes we will confess that we grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们要承认很多时候我们叫圣灵担忧。
And yet the Holy Spirit will never leave us nor forsake us.
然后圣灵却永远不撇弃我们，不离开我们。
He continues his perfecting work in each one of us.
因为他在我们每一个人身上做那成全的工作。
Lord, we thank you for such a grace.
主啊，为这样一个这样的恩典来感谢你。
Lord, we also pray that by your grace.
主啊，我们也祷告靠着你的恩典。
And we are willing and to put to death the deeds of our body.
我们也愿意来致死我们身体的恶行。
And we are willing to be sensitive to listen and to obey the teaching of the anointing.
我们也愿意能够向着圣灵的教导能够敏感能够顺服。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们感谢你赞美你。
And because your word will never return in vain.
因为你的工作绝不突然返回。
Continue your work in each one of us.
因为你继续在我们每一个人身上工作。
To your own satisfaction and glory.
好叫你自己得着满足，好叫荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, in the following, we have some brief announcements.
我们接下来有几点简单的交通。
Announcements.
报告。
Yes. Before we get to the announcements, we would like to welcome those who are here for the first time.
在我们报告之前，我们也要先欢迎第一次来到聚会当中的人。
Brothers and sisters and friends, if you are here for the first time, please stand up.
弟兄姐妹，如果第一次来到这里，请你站起来。
We have one in the back.
有一位在后面。
Actually two.
两位。
Okay. Because of we are still in pandemic, we are not going to pass the microphone to you. If possible, could you speak loudly about your name?
因为疫情期间，所以我们不把麦克风传给你。但是若是可能的话，请你大声的把你的名字讲一下。
Okay. Thank you. Please be seated.
请坐。
Okay. That. Okay.
谢谢。
Praise the Lord. Welcome you both.
赞美主，我们欢迎你们两位。
So, brothers and sisters, for the weekly meetings, all of them will be still held online.
周间的聚会，弟兄姐妹，我们仍然是线上举行。
Please check our church website for details.
请查教会的网站，其中请查询教会的网站详细的内容。
Yes. And the next Sunday we still have a breaking of bread meeting and also message meeting.
我们下个主日仍然有薄饼聚会和信息聚会。
And it's in a hybrid mode, both in person and also online.
这是混合模式，就是线上和实体并行的。
And the speaker for next Sunday is a brother Sun.
下周主日是孙弟兄交通。
And a brother Benjamin Sun will be interpreting.
孙家荣弟兄翻译。
And also we're going to have an online Thanksgiving fellowship meeting on Friday evening, November 26th.
我们在11月26号星期五晚上有一个感恩的交通聚会。
Yes, it's going to be held online.
那就会是一个网上的聚会。
And the meeting link will be sent out by the prayer group leaders.
那个上网那个链接呢会交给每一个聚会组的组长们。
Prayer group leader.
聚会，对不起，祷告分组的组长们。
Yes, yes. All brothers and sisters are encouraged to attend.
我们欢迎弟兄姐妹来参加。
Yeah, and we all together, even we cannot see each other in person, but in spirit, we gather together and to give praise and thanksgiving to our Lord.
我们也许很多时候没办法亲自的一起聚集在一起，但是在灵里面，我们可以聚集，把感谢赞美献给主。
A baptismal meeting is scheduled on December 12th.
受浸聚会是在12月12号举行。
The fellowship meeting concerning the meeting of baptism and the breaking of bread will be held on Saturday, December the 4th.
受浸和波饼意义的交通聚会是在星期六12月4号早上。
And please contact Brother Wei Di or Brother Lima if you have a burden to be baptized.
如果你有受感动要受浸的话，请与迪伟弟兄或玛丽弟兄联络。
And their phone number can be found on the church website.
他们的电话在我们聚会的网站上有。
Okay, I think that's all the announcement we have.
好，我想我们的报告就停在这里。